Vamos al mambo. Vamos a empezar esta vaina así porque a mi amiga Anisa le gusta. Y si a mi amiga Anisa le gusta, potato. Yo tendría que ver cómo yo voy a hacer un podcast en español, nada más para que mi amiga Anisa me oiga. No me interesa que no me oiga lo demás, pero si Anisa me va a escuchar, pues tengo que ver cómo voy a hacer un podcast en español también. Mientras tanto, mi cariño, déjame seguir esta vaina en inglés. Today's episode is titled Enough. Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. I am learning to, how do I say? I'm trying to learn about the trademarks and the LLC. And I've learned that it's a possibility that I might have to change the name of this podcast because I have to check in the trademark and LLC website if someone else didn't already trademark this name or something like that. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know yet. I haven't, and the process takes a year for you to be approved to the trademark and LLC. I'm not sure if copyright is different, but I'm looking into it. I'm looking into it. I've looked at the fees as well that I need to get a lawyer to do this for me. A lot of people are saying I could do it myself, though some people are saying that they did it by themselves and it got denied because they weren't answering the question in the manner that they were asked or something. So trial and error, I guess I have to see how we do this. But for now, it's still embracing vulnerability. I'm not making any profit off of it, so I'm not stressing out about it. But I've learned in, along the way that, for example, if I was making some type of profit, if I am going to report this to taxes, if someone else has this name, I can't do it. So I'm hoping, you know, that I don't have to change the name of the podcast. And also I'm dabbling into the idea of making one episode in Spanish and one in English because one of my closest friends, one of my childhood friends, she wants to listen to my podcast. And she doesn't speak English. So I'm gonna try to accommodate her into these things that I'm talking about. And I'll see how I go about that. But for sure, I wanna make something for her because she's a childhood friend of mine and she lives in DR. And she found my page and she was like, oh my God, that sounds like her, but she's never told me that she's doing this, and she told me she was glad that I was doing it because a lot of us on a day-to-day basis, we're just always talking nonsense. Why not just put it on a platform and make something of it? So I'm really thankful for her for giving me those encouraging words. I really love my unit, my support system, my village. I really love them. Now, today's title is Enough. Pastor Michael Todd from Transformation Church said, "This is the year of the fruit. I believe I have been working on my mental health, physical health, and relationship with God. When you get fresh fruit, you will be tested." Okay, so sidebar there. Okay, so my AC unit that came with this apartment, when I first moved in here, the something in the back, like a back screen on the outside facing the street, fell out. And I believe one of the tenants, one of the neighbors, they gave it to us and they're like, oh, we think this is from your AC. And we looked outside and it in fact is from our AC. It just fell out. I don't know why it fell out or how it fell out, but the point is that it fell out. And now that it's springtime, there's birds trying to make a nest in the AC. I don't really know if they will mess with anything in the AC. I don't know. So I haven't really complained to anyone. Well, not really complained. I haven't reported it to the to building management, letting them know, hey, this fell out and now there's birds in the AC. Because I feel like at the end of the day, if the AC messes up, they have to replace it. So I don't, it's not my AC. I think that's why I don't care. And also, the birds are not bothering us. It's just sometimes, like just now, I was in a train of thought, and because I heard something, I was thinking a critter was in the apartment. And then I remember, okay, let me activate my listening ears. It sounds like chirping. And I just remembered the other day my daughter told me the same thing. She's like, oh, mom, there's like ruffling noise. There's something coming by the heater. And then when I look by the window, because there's a heater by the window where my daughter was close to, there was a bird that flew into the AC. And I was like, oh, when I banged on the AC, a couple of birds flew out. I don't know what type of birds they are. I don't really know nature that much. I just know I hear them now every day tweeting and ruffling in the AC. Anyways, let me continue. Okay, so it says, when you get fresh fruit, you will be tested. Read up on James chapter 1, verse 2. Have you found your tribe yet? This is important, right? Because when you have a support system, usually any goal that you may have, they will be there to tell you the pros and cons if they care about you. For example, it could be about your job. If you want to quit your job, if you have someone that you rely on heavily, that you can text or call and say, hey, I'm having a really rough time and I want you to help me decipher this. If that person knows that it's not good for you to quit your job because you don't want to, they know deep down inside your soul you don't want to be financially unstable and you don't have a backup income, they're going to tell you, hey, you know, let's breathe in, let's breathe out, let's go for a walk, let's go on a girlfriend date or whatever. They will tell you, you know, let's gather our thoughts, tell me, you know, trauma dump, basically. And I know my therapist once told me to be careful when I use the word trauma dump because it's not nice. But if you are a person that doesn't like being trauma dumped on, thank you for your patience. So it's important to have a tribe. It's important to have a valley because they will be there for you when you're having a mental breakdown, when you're having a difficult time, when you're feeling like you're drowning in sorrows. If you reach out to them, they can pour into you and shine the light at the bigger picture. And they will help you stay focused. Shout out to my tribe. Shout out to my valley. Right now, I consider my valley to be my mother, my grandmother. My grandmother just turned 72 in March. Shout out to my grandma. I love her so much. My sister, my husband, my best friend. So I'm just going to go ahead and name them because I'm going to have to name some friends. So my sister Clara, my mom Miguelina, my grandmother Josefina, my best friend Sori, my friend Micah, my brother-in-law Alex, who else? Oh, my cousin O'Neill and his wife Awilda. I'm trying to make sure I don't leave anybody out. I gotta think because I don't count my tribe with just one hand. It's multiple people. And I know that a lot of people don't have this. And I'm truly blessed to have, how do you say this? A hardy. I'm gonna say hardy, like oatmeal. Like the great Captain Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, may he rest in peace. I know that's not his real name, but his name on the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine was Holt. Like the great Captain Holt said, my support system is like oatmeal. It sustains me. So, do you have trusted friends? That's the next question. Have you found your tribe? Do you have trusted friends? The thing about friends is, you may have 50 friends, but out of those 50 friends, who do you trust? Come on, let's be vulnerable here. Out of those 50 friends, who you trust? You cannot sit here and tell me that you trust every single person that is in your friends group. Because I know you lying. Out of those 50 people, how do you divide your attention equally? How do you update all 50 of your friends at the same time? In one day. I want someone to explain to me. Right? Okay then. So I believe that people use the words friends too loosely. There's some people that are your acquaintances. I can tell you that I have acquaintances, I have friends, and I have close friends. There are three different things. You know that there are things that you don't tell your friends. You know that there are friends that you can't talk to them about certain things. There's friends that you, I wouldn't say use, but I'm going to say Okay, they're friends that you share. I'm gonna use the word share. You share certain moments with. For example, you have your friends that you club with. You have your friends that you go shopping with. You have friends that you go to school with. You have friends that you work with. So it's all different genres, right? You're not telling me that the friends that you club with, you tell them the same information that you tell your work friend, because some work friends are just work friends. You don't talk to them outside of work. And that's okay. I'm not saying you need to make your work friends your everything friends. That's what I'm saying. For a fact, you know, there's those coworkers that you should call them coworkers because they're snitches. They're just there in the job to kiss the booty of the upper management. I'm not friends with people like that. That's why in my job, I can tell you that I have one friend. Because she left the company. The reason why I consider her my friend is because she left the company probably a year ago, and she has still sustained conversation with me, personal conversation. I'm not talking about she shares all memes and reels and that's it. She shares personal stuff with me as well, and that's what makes her my friend, because I can share reels and memes with anybody all day. Now, am I a trusted friend? I know that I'm a trusted friend if you share things with me. For example, if you tell me, hey, I just bought my first car and the down payment was this much and this, that, and the third. Or, hey, I just started high yield savings account and it's this much and I put this much monthly. Or, hey, you know, that stuff is not stuff that you should be telling everyone. I think some people blab too much where they might tell anyone who asks them, how much is their income? How much is their saving? How much is their credit line? Some people blab too much. You shouldn't be blabbing your money situation with everyone. You should be blabbing your money situation with your close friends, trusted friends, your tribe. Okay, mind you, I trust my grandma. She's part of my tribe. But I've shared in past episodes that I had to stop sharing my income with my grandmother because my grandmother was divulging my income information to some family members. And some of my family members, they're not exactly, I wanna choose my words correctly here. They're not exactly financially intelligent or financially savvy, whichever word you want to use. And I knew some family members in that group chat, because it was in WhatsApp, were going to start reaching out to me and saying, oh, can I have $10? Can I have $30? Can I have $50? And it's not borrowed. Is they want it for them, right? And I knew that they would tell me, oh, but you make this much and your man makes this much, this and that and the third. I don't need to be giving you money just because I have money. Just because you're a loved one, I don't have to give you money because you're a loved one. Just because you're my loved one, you're not entitled to my time or my resources. If you are my loved one, you know that I am a naturally giving person. So if I'm giving you things, if I'm buying you gifts, you know that already I know you're the type of person that's not going to sit there and just ask for my money to ask for it. Because I'm earning my money the same way you're earning your money, right? We all have struggles, right? I'm not saying if you're struggling financially, not to reach out to me, but I'm saying the people. Some people in my family struggle financially because they want to. You cannot tell me otherwise. It's because they want to. They're not making smarter decisions. I was not making smart decisions when I was 21, but I'm able to say that because I've grown from that person. I'm no longer the person I was in 2013. Thank God I grew in many areas of my life, but I chose to do that. My mom encouraged me, my husband encouraged me to go to college, get an associate degree in medical assistant, and then the pandemic hit. Thankfully, I was done with my associate degree as soon as the pandemic entered. And during the pandemic, I didn't want to go work at a hospital and expose my newborn baby. I just had given birth when the pandemic happened. I was not going to expose my family. Shout out to all the healthcare workers who did it. I'm glad that you did it. Unfortunately, the healthcare system in the United States, because I can't speak outside of the United States, a lot of those people were fired. They were not compensated well. They were at risk day in and day out. That's not the way that I wanted to start my career. Then one lovely lady called Lisa Rini, and Mildred Ely. Yes, I'm gonna name drop people in my podcast. What are the chances that they're gonna find out that they said something, that I said something about them? Shout out to Lisa Rainey from Mildred Ely. She hooked me up with a job. And I've been in that job for 4 years now. No, my job is not perfect. There's a lot of toxicity and there's a lot of cheapness going on because this company doesn't pay well, but it's still a job. A win is a win, right? A win is a win. And when I first got this job, I had many dreams and aspirations. And then I started seeing that they don't really like to compensate or give you raises. What they like to do is give you bonuses. I'm thankful that every year that bonuses come, I'm always eligible. But a bonus is a bonus and a raise is a raise. Those are two different things. They're not the same thing. So, all of my friends that I'm close to, they have elevated financially in some way, shape, or form because they work in companies that are giving, right? And yes, my friends are not all where they want to be. I guarantee you that they're not, but their company have given them more than this company has given me, right? So I am thankful for the job, but I'm working towards something better, right? I've discussed this already before. And this is all a long sidebar to say my close friends to me, they know. Because we make jokes about it. Because, you know, trauma bonding or whatever. We make jokes about it that I once got a 17% raise. Working in a company that gives you a 17% raise is not cute and it's not funny in 2024. In 2024. I was gonna say 2014. Jesus. It's not cute. And I'm thankful that I have the strong mindset to not compare myself to my friends and feel bad because my friends are at a certain level. I know I have the skill sets and I know that I will learn what I need to learn to get to where I need to go. I'm not putting myself the pressure of saying, oh, this friend of mine is making this money. This other friend of mine is making this money. That other friend. Mind you, I know what a lot of my friends are making. I know what a lot of my friends are making. But my mindset is if they can do it, I can do it too. As Cardi B once said, the rapper. She once said, don't be a why them and not me type of person. Be a if they can do it, I can do it too type of person. That's the mentality, that's the mindset I have. So, moving on. Pastor Michael Todd from Transformation Church also said, a brother is burned, is burned. English is my second language. Please bear with me. Thank you. He said, a brother is born out of adversity. What a beautiful, beautiful statement. If, how do I even begin to break that down? My sister goes through a lot of things, and I also go through a lot of things, right? So there's a lot of times that my sister apologizes to me and tells me that she's sorry about her mental health and this and that and the third. And I would like to say 80% of the time, I'm understanding. I'm not gonna say 90, 95, or 100 because I'd be lying. Sometimes I do get frustrated at her. Sometimes I do get mad at her for making the same mistakes over and over. But I do recall being in that state of mindset that she had. I recall going through that in the ages of 15 to 23. Everyone goes through different things at different stages in life, right? So what my sister's going through now, I went through that already. That the heartache that she's going through, I went through that from the ages of 15 to 23. That's what she's living right now, I already lived it. Except I would say that hers is a little more intense. It's a little more intense because a lot more variables are included than what I went through. But yeah, I still try to be understanding. And when I get out of line, I tell her, listen, I'm about to get nasty. And instead of calling you dumb and all these things, I'm gonna just step back and pause and give us some space. I'm already getting mad that you keep going through this. So we take space between each other because of that. So a brother is born from adversity is true because a lot of the time when you're going through great things and beautiful things, some people don't have people, loved ones around them to say, oh, hey, remember that time that you went through this and that? Wow, you've come so far. Look at you now. A lot of the times, people, when they're in a great spot in their life, they don't have a cheerleading team. They don't have a support system. And that sucks. That sucks real bad. And I'm saying it sucks because I've never been in that space. So I cannot even imagine what it feels like. It must be terrible. I'm glad for my loved ones, and I will never get tired of saying I'm happy to have a support system because it is imperative to me to get to where I'm going. Because the way my mindset work is, where I'm going, I want to take my whole support system with me. I don't want to have to hire outsiders. If I have to hire outsiders, of course I would do so, but I would like my whole support team to follow me in my journey and be there in my growth, because they will be there when it's time to collect fruits. When it's time to collect the fruits, my support ones will be there. My support ones will be there. My support system, my loved ones, they will be there. Again, English is my second language, so if some stuff don't make sense to you, read between the lines. My support ones, my support system, tomato, tomato. Everyone is waiting for a class on how to pattern their goals. Unfortunately, as much as we have resources online, if you have an idea that you've never heard of, chances are there's no classes to teach you how to start that business. Chances are there is no resources out there to support what it is that you're trying to bring to life. So you have to try to be creative. I wish for abundance of creativity for everyone who's watching this, abundance of overabundance of love, overabundance of joy, overabundance of generational wealth. That's what I wish for everyone who's listening to this. Any idea that you have, please go for it. Go for it. Go for it. You don't have anyone on your corner, message me. I will be your cheerleader. I'm down for being a cheerleader. I'm really good at cheering people up. I'm really good at rooting for people. Words of affirmation are my thing. I will cheer you up. Go ahead and message me and tell me. You don't have to tell me the details. Go ahead and message me and say, hey, I have an idea and this and that. Just tell me the basics that you're able to say online, and I will cheer for you. I will gladly cheer for you, because I know that if you plan it out, if you write down your steps and you achieve your goals one by one, giving your 1% every day, I know that you can achieve it. You versus you. You are your biggest competitor. Always, always, always compare yourself to yourself. Never compare your life to others. Faith plus friend plus spiritual formation equals fruit. So I'm working right now on my spiritual formation, meaning I'm trying to get closer to God. I haven't found a church yet, but I would like to find a church that has people around my age and not just. The thing is, the everywhere I live at, I see mostly the older generation in the church. And what happens with that is I've already attended churches that were like that, and those churches are very, they think a certain way, right? They think your relationship with God needs to look a certain way, and I don't believe that. The way I see my relationship with God now is not the same way I saw my relationship with God when I was 17 years old. It's not. There's a lot of things that have shifted in my brain and in my mindset that I need God to show me clarity on. Whatever God wants to take from me, He can take it from me. I'm just not letting a man in a church tell me what I need to remove out of my life. God has to be the one to show me what it is that He wants me to remove from my life and how to remove it. Because sometimes you might tell someone to do something, but unless you show them how to do it, they might not understand the instructions. Some people are visual learners, right? So I'm working on my physical health, my mental health, and my spiritual formation, right? So I do believe that I'm in my season of growth, my season of reaping what I've sowed. So I've been sowing a lot of blessings, a lot of fruits for a while now. I've been sowing seeds. You don't say sow fruits. I've been sowing a lot of seeds here and there. And I believe this is my season for growth and reaping what I sow, right? So, believing that, I'm going to continue to work on my mental, physical, and spiritual life. I'm just giving you an update on my life. Let me see what else. Also, making a fresh commitment to myself. So, make a fresh commitment to yourself that you will improve that area of your life that's lacking discipline, faith, strength, education, endurance, stamina, and value, etc. Right? So, I made a commitment to myself that I was going to improve my mental health, my physical health, and my spiritual health. So I've made the proper steps in every area, and they've become a routine, right? I lost 4 pounds this month doing the 16-8 fast technique. It wasn't my original purpose to lose weight on this fast. It was to try to regulate my menstruation Thankfully, I haven't been in pain on my period. I would say 30 days. 30 days labor pain free. I had my period on March 15th. March 15th was my last period and it lasted 5 days. That's my normal cycle. I'm in my normal cycle already. I'm no longer bleeding outside of my period. My body feels great. I have more energy. I'm sleeping more. So I'm fixing a lot of areas in my life, right? So because I started the 16-8 fast, I discovered the last time that I did it, a few months ago, it didn't work out because I was getting a lot of headaches, right? And then I decided to organize myself and say, okay, I'm gonna do 21 days. I started with 21 days and I said, if in 21 days I don't get a headache, I will continue with the days. Then 30 days went on and I said, okay, I turned on the monitoring how much I sleep reading on my phone, on my iPhone. So my iPhone is set to for me to sleep between 10:30 p.m. New York time. Don't ask me the logistics of that, whatever. So I'm supposed to be sleeping from 10:30 p.m. until 6:20 a.m. every single night. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, do I complete this every day? No, I do not. There's some days, depending on what's going on, that I might go to sleep at 12:30 or 3 in the morning. Some days, not every day. Not every day. Usually, if I am doing something between 12:30 and 3 in the morning, it's probably spiritually praying and things like that. If I do that, that's what's happening. Instead of me, I've reduced a lot of death scrolling, doom scrolling. I think it's doom scrolling. I said death scrolling. I reduced a lot of the doom scrolling at night and used it for prayer and sleep now. So once I added that I'm getting 6 hours or more of sleep, I'm doing the fast, and I'm no longer getting the headaches. So now I'm on day 64. Sorry. I'm on day 64 of my 16-day fast. If I had a soundboard right now and I knew how to work a soundboard, I would enter applause right here. I'm doing a great job. I'm doing a good job. I'm putting in my 1% daily to improve myself. I'm proud of myself. I'm going to continue doing the work that I need to do to reach where I want to be at. Okay. So, let's see, let's see, let's see. So, please, make a fresh commitment today. It's the first of the month, April 1st, 2024. Make a fresh commitment to yourself that you're going to do something about your life. Whatever area do you've been procrastinating for years and years and years, or whatever time it's cost you, if you've been procrastinating, make a fresh commitment right now that you're going to do that thing that you've been saying you're going to do and you haven't done it. We all know what's good for us. It's just we don't do it. And I'm able to say it now because I've been mistreating myself for too long. I've been disrespecting myself for too long. And because I started working on my mental health a year ago, I'm realizing that my life is better than it has ever been because I made a commitment to myself that I was going to be a better person for me and my children. Do I get angry every day? Yes. Do I get upset every day? Yes, I do. I have normal human being emotions. I'm not saying that I don't get angry. I know that I'm managing my anger because I come from a family that has a lot of anger issues. I know my inner child and my teen self and my current self want different things. I know that they do. So I'm trying to align my life so that we're all on the same page. That's what I'm doing here. So I'm gonna say that again. Make a fresh commitment to yourself that you will improve that area of your life that's lacking discipline, faith, strength, education, endurance, stamina, and value, etc. Etc. means that whatever area in your life that you're lacking that you're trying to improve, that's the area that you should be improving. Look at you responding differently in these difficult times. That's another thing. You're doing a good job. If you're responding differently to things that are happening to you, that when they used to happen to you before you used to explode at, good for you. I know the littlest things used to get me angry before don't get me angry anymore. For example, I'm just giving an example. If I step on some toys, like that would get me heated. Or if I am fixing the bathroom, the curtain, and the curtain pole falls on my head, I'm heated. I worked through all of that. I worked through all of that. And I had to look at my life and say, why are these tiny little things upsetting me so much? Why am I letting one tiny little thing dictate the whole rest of my day. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. It's just causing strain on my heart for no reason. I was a very, very, very spicy, angry teenager. I'm no longer that teenager. I'm an adult now, right? I'm in my 30s now, right? So let's get it together. Let's get it together. You're in the space that you want to be in, right? I start immediately tracking my life and saying, you have this, 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 you've done this, you're doing a good job. I'm listening to you, anger. I'm holding you in the space that you want to be held in, but I just want to let you know that you're just passing by. You got to move it along. I feel my feelings and then I work through them. I don't bottle them. I don't shoo them away. I don't close them away. I work through my emotions. I apologize to my children when I'm wrong. That's another thing too. Immediately, I don't wait till the next day. It doesn't take me 24 hours anymore to apologize. I apologize the same day. I work through my emotion. If it takes me 30 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours, it'll take me as long as it takes me within a day. I make sure that I don't go to bed angry with my husband or my kids. I make sure I don't go to bed angry with anyone in general. If I give myself space with my sister, I let her know, hey, I don't agree with how things went down between us. I need more time. Yes, it might take me a month or two with my sister, but I'm not going to bed angry at her. I said my piece to her. I said what I needed to say. And I don't think about that when I go to sleep, because I've already told her I need some time to accept your apology, because I just don't want us to fall back into the same pattern of we do stuff and then we apologize and then we go back to doing the same stuff. I don't want to do that. Now, again, look at you responding differently in these difficult times. This is a rough one. The trending topic that I was seeing that my sister brought up to me. This was my sister's idea. She doesn't know that I'm doing this, but she gave me this idea. There's a trending topic online about things my exes did, but I still stayed. Please, everyone listening, I hope you got a laugh out of this. I hope you got a laugh out of this, and I'm going to try to say this however I can possibly say this. Now, this is a story all about how I used to be a pick-me-sha. If you don't know what a pick-me-sha is, don't worry about it. I used to wait by the house phone when an ex used to tell me, yes, we will hang out. And I would wait all day long by the phone, and he would never call me. The phone would never ring, and I'd go cry myself to sleep. Story number one. Story number two. One time, I got a fake number online, pretended to be his ex to catch him flirting with her. He fell for it. When I confronted him, he cried and begged me to stay. I caught that some guy... What? Hold on. Let me see. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's what I meant to say. That's the second story. I caught that same guy another time flirting on social media. He said that flirting ain't cheating. To me, it is. So I went out and I cheated as well. That's story number two. Story number three. One time we slept on the same bed. Check out how protecting God is with me. The bed had bed bugs and it only used to bite him, not me. I asked a friend. This is another story. This is a fifth story. I asked a friend to lend me $700 for a deposit to move into a room. This boy never helped me pay her back. I eventually paid her back. I was very blessed to have a friend like that at the time. Then this same guy got kicked out of the room for failure to pay rent, making my friend look bad because she was our reference to get that room. I am so sorry to that girl. I was so embarrassed when this happened. I couldn't believe that boy was not paying rent, so he got kicked out and she looked bad. And mind you, we lived in the same house. She lived in the basement of that house and we lived in the same floor. I'm not the same floor, sorry. She lived in the basement and we lived in the first floor. The first floor had, I believe, two rooms, if I'm not mistaken. And we lived in one of the rooms and the other rooms was other people that lived there. That guy and I, we broke up and we went our separate ways, but he stayed in that room. He stayed in that room. I found out that what he did. And again, I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful for my friend that she continued being my friend after that, because I would not be mad at her if she would stop being friends with me there and then. That's grounds for for not being friends with someone right there. You do not burn bridges with references. You don't do that. As a grown adult, you shouldn't do that. I have never done that to a friend where I have burned the bridge with a reference. I've never done that. So when people do that, that baffles me and it's crazy to me why you would do that. Anyways, and then people wonder why their life is going the way they're going because they're doing things like this. You're not thinking about the person who hooked you up with that job. Don't make them look bad. That is so stupid. Don't make them look bad. They hooked you up with a job. The decent thing to do is for you to give a 2 weeks notice and say you no longer want to be there. Don't just quit and never show up. That makes the person who hooked you up with that job look bad. And this is why a lot of people, it's not that they don't want to hook you up with stuff. It's that they already experienced someone who they gave the benefit of the doubt to, who they thought was solid, who they thought was responsible, who looked good on paper. And then when push came to shove, those people made you look bad. It's not cute. 2024, stop making your friends or your references or whoever hooked you up with something, stop making them look bad. It's not cute. That's why your life is going miserable in the way that it's going because you are out there burning bridges. Okay. Thankfully, I didn't live with him when he got kicked out of that room. Again, that friend of mine was there for me at my lowest. She a real one. She know who she is. She listens to this podcast. I was such a pig, Misha. I used to leave hickeys on guys' necks so they would get in trouble with their girlfriends. I used to leave underwear in their book bags so they would get in trouble that way also. Please notice I did all these things because I was a player who was not working on healing, did not think what I was doing was wrong, could not accept I had daddy issues, so on and so forth. If this is you, just know no man will ever complete you. Okay, so hopefully by what I've shared, you understand what a pygmy is. I'm gonna try to explain it to the best of my ability. A pygmy is a girl that is a pygmy girl. It's a girl that will not respect herself, will lower her values just to be chosen by a man. It's a person who caters to others, even if it's detrimental to them. I think that's the best way that I can describe what a pygmy is. And again, I would like to, this is a disclaimer, I did this in my teens. I'm no longer that person. If you want to judge me by my past, go judge me by my past. I don't care. Recommendation for this week is Supermarket Simulator on Steam. If you are a PC gamer, not a sponsor, I need to start saying not a sponsor because I'm over here recommending my stuff. I'm not. You might think I'm being sponsored. I'm not sponsored. I just think the stuff that I recommend is really good and has helped me and things that I enjoy doing. If you're a PC gamer and you like chill vibe games like I do, I like chill vibes games. I like Animal Crossing. Shout outs to Walter. My friend Walter was the one that put me on to Animal Crossing, and it has been an obsession of a game for me. I put it down, I pick it back up. I put it down, I pick it back up. When I get bored, I put it down. And when I get into my, I don't know how to describe it, but that's the game I've been able to pause and pick back up. And I haven't been able to do that with other games in a long time, in very, very long time. I'm thinking about picking back up Horizon Zero Dawn for the PlayStation 5. I'm not sure yet. I'm thinking about it. I'm debating it. But for now, go ahead and see if you like Supermarket Simulator on Steam. If how vulnerable I have been today with you has helped in any way, please download the episodes and follow me. I release new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. My podcast. Now, I'm butchering the ending, but what has motivated me to doing more episodes is number one, I got an email from Podbean. Shout out to Podbean. This website is really easy for me to maneuver. I'm not really deep into the text of anything, but little by little, I'm learning things, right? Learning the tools of this Podbean platform. I got an email from Podbean letting me know that Friday is a popular day that people listen to my podcast. Now, this might be because of my best friend, Sori. She listens to my podcast when she's doing her skincare routine. I can't really say why Friday is a popular day. I haven't really looked at the statistics to know how many people are listening and downloading on Fridays, but I know Sorry, my best friend, is one of them. So that encouraged me, number one, that email from Podbean. Shout out to Podbean and Sorry. And number two, my stepfather. I love that man to death. Like, that man is so supporting, so smart, so wise. My mom told him that I was doing a podcast. And she told him every Wednesday. And he answered her. And he said, only one day? Why so little? So shout out to my stepfather, Chacho. Shout out to Chacho. Thank you so much for being so supportive. Even though he doesn't know English, he likes the idea of me doing this. So my stepfather, Podbean, and Sorry have encouraged me to do more episodes. Now, let me try doing the outro again. If I don't know what I have been today with you has helped in any way, please download the episodes and follow me. I release new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. My podcast is available now on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Note, Samsung Podcast, Podchaser, Boomplay, Deezer, and Podcast Addict. Find me wherever you get your podcasts. I am growing through every experience. I hope that you are too.